Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, as they get set Thursday, February 26th, their last home game of the regular season, as they take on St. Martin's before finishing up on the road against Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage. Yellow Jackets coming off a great week. In fact, a pretty good couple of weeks with three straight wins, of course, defeating Western Washington and Central Washington last week. Coach, obviously this team seems to be finishing up on a pretty good note. Now, obviously, we still got three games left.
Yeah, a long way still to go, but we've been playing much better as of late, and to get a couple games at home last week was very good for us. I thought we played pretty consistent throughout both games, and anytime you can beat a team of Western Washington's caliber, that's great. And then against Central, we played a nice second half.
Yeah, talk about that Western Washington game first. I mean, there's a team that I think was ranked very high in the region. They come into, Alterowitz Gym. It was a pretty tight game throughout, and, you did kind of get some separation there, in the second half, and were able to hold on the end. But, again, it was one of those situations when it seemed like they were going to make a run for you. Somebody always responded for you.
Yeah, we got off to a great start. I think we were ahead 17-2, but that was going to eventually run out, and they climbed back. And early in the second half, they took the lead, but I thought we responded very well. We didn't clam up or anything. We actually went on a little run ourselves, and then from that point on, I think we controlled the game. We really played hard defensively, and other than some poor free throw shooting down the stretch, I think we did a good job.
Yet an interesting point as I'm doing the play-by-play for the game. It's 17-2, and of course everybody's eyes are big and the fans are really into it. From a coach's standpoint, you knew how good this team was, and you just kind of alluded to the fact 17-2 is great. You always like to get off to a great start, but what do you say to the team when they come in and it's 17-2, and you pretty well know that sooner or later they're going to make a run at you?
Well, you just keep talking about what we're doing, and you want it to continue as long. You know in the back of your mind that it won't, but there's no reason to kind of plant that seed to the players. They just got to keep being aggressive, and we did a lot of that 17-2 was us, but just some of it was they just missed a lot of shots that they normally would make. But overall, it ended up being a great win for us and a good game.
I thought particularly from a defensive standpoint, and I think both those games, those times when things maybe looked a little dicey, it always seemed like you were getting the big defensive stops when you needed to. And I know that has been an issue at times, particularly on the road for you, so it seems like the defense is really starting to pick up for you.
Yeah, we're playing very good team defense, and that's a tribute to our assistant coaches. They work very hard in practice on drills and rotations and game plans through scouting, and we get together, and it takes a lot of time then for your players to buy into what you're doing. But I think our team defense has really improved this year, and that's a tribute to our entire staff.
I think it's interesting, too, when we talk about this team. We've talked about that in the past. When the offense really is clicking for this team, it seems like so much of that is sort of predicated by what you do defensively. I'm thinking of Chantel, Marcus. It seems like every time she gets a big steal, it seems like something good happens on the offensive end for you. So it's not just a matter of getting those great defensive stops. Oftentimes it leads to something offensively. And when you're having success, that seems to be the case.
Yeah, I think our defense does ignite our offense. We need that. We can't just try to outscore someone. We have to, this time of year, you have to be better in the half-court set, and you have to be able to control the other team does. And overall, last weekend, I thought we played pretty good team defense for both games.
Yeah, when I take a look at Western Washington, coming in early in the year, one of the strengths for Montana State Billings, and I think it really has panned out, is that you felt you'd be pretty deep, and I think a lot of the younger girls have really stepped up for you. But one thing, and we didn't see it with Central Washington because they were a little outmanned, but talking about Western Washington, more the norm for the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, it seems like just about every team in the GNAC's pretty deep.
Yeah, they're one of the deepest. I mean, they had some new recruits in this year that are very good. They had a lot of experience back, and then they had a couple key players that were injured a year ago that redshirted and came back. So I think other than Alaska Anchorage, they may be the deepest team in the league.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the second game that occurred last week, that against Central Washington on Saturday. Very impressive performance in the second half as the Jackets put up 52 points there in the second half of play. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets and Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets and Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Lady Yellow Jackets, as they get set to take on St. Martin's on Thursday, February 26th, their last home game of the season before finishing up the regular season at Alaska Fairbanks and at Alaska Anchorage. Central Washington, there was a team, and they came in shorthanded. Of course, we should make mention that you were without Jen Smith last week, and you got some the last game anyway, and you got some great play off the bench replacing Jen, who's always, I know, a real key component for your team, both offensively and defensively and on the boards. But Central Washington came in with six players. They gave you a pretty good game. I noticed, early on at the half, I think you were leading by seven. The one thing that I noted was you were doing a lot of substitution early on. Was that kind of looking down the road and thinking, in the second half we're going to have fresher legs?
It was, and also that we didn't, in the second half of Wednesday's game against Western Washington, we really didn't play very many people. And I thought, some of our players would be a little bit tired. So I thought from the get-go that our bench would be critical for us on Saturday. And I didn't know until they got here that they were actually had another injury or two and were down to six. So I do think that became a factor. But not only did playing your bench, but then your bench has to do a good job, and ours did.
Let's talk about those younger gals. I think the one thing I really enjoyed about that game against Central Washington is we got a look at kind of the future of Yellow Jacket basketball, and I like what I saw.
Yeah, we have some very good young players. They're very good people, and they play well together, and and that's what a team takes. It takes a lot of different people doing their roles, and Kelly Couchman came in and started for Jen, and she did some really good things on both ends of the court for us. And then, our bench play throughout that game was very good. Rachel, Melissa, Andy Quinn, Kelly Stanhope, they all did their jobs when it was their turn. So I think we have a very good nucleus of returning players, and I think they'll be solid.
I want to ask you before we talk a little bit more about the game, talk a little bit about recruiting. We'll talk more about it, I think, at the end of the year as we kind of take a look at next season. But it's easy to see why somebody like a Mandy Jacobs or Quinn Halverson would be interested in coming to Montana State Billings, or even a Callie Stanhope, and who I know is a two-sport athlete for you because she's also on your golf team, which you coach. But when you get somebody, like a Callie Kautzman, somebody from Nampa, somebody who, the hometown for Northwest Nazarene, I would imagine they had a lot of interest in her. What sort of things as a coach do you bring up about about MSU Billings that makes it attractive to get these good players here?
Well, we let that kind of be determined by our players. One thing, if a recruit comes here and stuff, it's most important that they spend time with our players and see the chemistry and the type of student athlete that we have here. That's what I think sells our program the best. We have a lot of great things going on here, but it's best for them to be able to just see firsthand our players and meet them, and then academically it needs to be a good fit for everyone involved, and that's critical. And we have an excellent team GPA. We definitely emphasize that. And first and foremost, you're here to get a degree, and I think we've been able to do that.
Talking about the Central Washington, that second half, what did you all do differently? And it was more than just a battle of attrition in terms of tired legs on their part. You put up 52 points, outscoring them major there in the second half. What sort of things were you doing differently that kind of opened things up for you?
You know, I don't know that we did a lot of things differently. I thought we did move the ball a little bit better from side to side. But we just started to make some shots, consistently. In the first half, I think we were 10 out of 35. So I liked that the number of attempts we had. I just didn't like the percentage that we shot. In the second half, we got a lot of the perimeter game going, and I think that opened up with some driving angles and some post play and just got a nice balance of scoring.
Lyra Carpenter with another record, the most field goal attempts for Montana State Billings. Of course, that number in itself wouldn't mean as much if you didn't combine it with the other numbers. The most points scored man or woman here at for Montana State Billings. That goes back to the days of Eastern Montana College. Most three-pointers made. Lyra just kind of continues to sort of rewrite the record books. Obviously a very special player.
Yeah, Alira has gotten better each year that she's been here, and that's very hard to do. And you know that defenses are going to be designed to stop you, and that just shows you how hard she has worked. When she first got here, she was more of a catch-and-shoot type of player, but now she can score in the post. She scores off the dribble. She can get to the foul line. She can just do a lot of things, and she's just improved as a defensive player. Plus, you combine that with her leadership and her excellence in the classroom. She's just a special, special student athlete.
St. Martin's coming up this Thursday. Again, the last home game for the Yellow Jackets this season. We'll be talking about that coming up. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third segment right after this.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wooden as they get set to take on St. Martin's. Interestingly enough, St. Martin's is the last team to have beaten Montana State Billings. They did it when the Yellow Jackets were on the road on February 12th. Again, though, a very close game on the road for you.
Yeah, it was. Could have went either way. It seems like a lot of times when we play St. Martin's, they do come down to they beat us here by one. I think it was 1 point or 2 points last year. We had the ball with the last second chance to win, but just fell a little short. But Tim Healy does a great job. He's been there quite a while. His players are very fundamentally sound. They don't make many mistakes, so you have to play a very good game to beat them.
What do you see as some of the real big keys to finishing up at home with a win?
Well, I think we're just going to have to play well in all areas. We're going to have to rebound. We're going to have to play good team defense, and then they're very good at double teaming. Especially from the post and the weak side, and we're going to have to be able to identify that and move the ball to the proper place. And when we rebound very well, especially on the defensive end, that helps our transition game. So hopefully we can put the total package together. But I look for a real tough game.
Obviously, I have to ask you, Jen Smith, a key component in the rebounding department for MSUB. She's still going to be kind of a game time decision for you?
Yes, shoulder is still very sore, so limited practice, and just going to have to warm up and see how it goes.
Okay, that's coming up Thursday, February 26th. After that, the Yellow Jackets finish up the regular season on the road at Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage as they look for the possibility of some post-season competition. Best of luck to you this Thursday, Coach.
Thanks, Ken.
Kevin Wooden, head coach of the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets. The Coach's Show has been brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menhold Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.